We're here with Michael Manning at the 2013 Tesla Days in Philadelphia. Michael is a seasoned researcher into electrical phenomena. He's done a lot of work, especially on battery development, electromedical devices, and many, many other things. You say you have an interesting research story to share with us.
Right, exactly. Turns out back in 1969, I was headed on an airplane trip out to the West Coast to exhibit a piece of electrochemical gear that I had built for Exide. And I met a guy named Robert Pollock on the plane. And Robert worked for Dr. Andrew Bassett. And they were involved in the research of the effects of electrical charges that are generated by bone where it was flexed, and the imposition of these charges into bone when it was when it was in a mode in which repair of bone breaks wasn't occurring very well. And they had adopted a process by Dr. Fukada in which he implanted electrodes in the bone, and he placed charge through these electrodes and found that around the positive electrode he'd get bone resorption, around the negative electrode he'd get bone buildup. So the process worked, but unfortunately where the wires went in, bacteria could enter very easily and cause infections and ulcers. So what I did after going back to the lab was develop a technique for enhancing bone growth by inducing in the bone with electromagnetic pulses the same types of currents that were generated by bone when it was flexed mechanically. And we developed that into a clinical program, and many people now who had bone breaks with gaps now are able to heal using that technology. Dr. Becker had his labs at Syracuse University in the Veterans Administration Hospital, and he was doing other very interesting work. What he found specifically was that silver ions could be used to modify the surface charge on cells without destroying the chemistry of the cell and killing the cell. So he had developed a way of using DC potentials to generate silver ions at sites where bone repair had to be made. And his technique was also successful, but unfortunately it still suffered from the problem of infectious material coming through the wire channels.
What are the best ways to prevent bacteria from being active in the body using electricity?
Well, in my case, what I've recently put together is a system that uses a micro or nano battery to release the silver ions from silver metal at the site of repair. And this whole assembly is only about 20 to 200 nanometers across and can be completely embedded in the body and will release at a controlled rate silver ions where bone repair is necessary. And with this arrangement, there are no open channels between the skin and the atmosphere, so infectious material can't get in.
How might that compare with people using colloidal silver, because that's fairly popular, and they drink it for various ailments?
Right. The basic difference between my system and the colloidal silver system is colloidal silver is not an ion, and therefore it's not positively charged, and therefore isn't attracted to certain sites on the surface of cells. And if this attraction doesn't take place and the silver is not bound into the cell membrane surface, cell membrane charge isn't modulated, and therefore you don't get the healing effect. So my contention is that silver ions are much more effective than colloidal silver in initiating repair processes in the body.
Thank you very much. That's some very good things to think about.
Okay.